Well, it has been a tough week, as President Obama said yesterday. Two black men were shot by policemen in the last week, and five policemen were killed and seven wounded at a peaceful protest march in Dallas. The chief of police in Dallas said, "We're hurting." And I think the whole nation is grieving, especially the loss of these police officers who were putting themselves in the line of fire. You know, police often say, "I believe you have a right to protest, and I will defend that right to the death." And they did in this case. We often think of the police as that thin blue line that protects us from those who do us evil. So it's especially a big loss for our country, I think. Sometimes it seems like the country is starting to fall apart. You know, the power of smartphone videos and the internet can send these images abroad so fast that they come right into our homes and into our minds very quickly, probably much faster than they ever could before. We know that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is going to get us nowhere. That extremism and polarization are ultimately just lead to chaos. So it seems like things are going in the wrong direction. But yesterday, President Obama in his press conference said that there is more that unites us than divides us. He appealed to our better angels to create a society that is has justice and peace. And I think he's right. Grandma puts her granddaughter to bed. And the little girl looks up and says, "Grandma, are they going to shoot us?" And she says, "No." She says, "People are good people. 99.9% of the people are good. And besides, the police are going to keep us safe. So go to sleep." In the Old Testament lesson today, Amos has a vision. And in his vision, God is standing beside a wall built with a plumb line. And God has a plumb line in his hand. And he says, "Amos, what do you see?" He says, "I see a plumb line." And God says to him, "See, today I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, and I will never again pass them by." Plumb line, I've got one here for my children's sermon. And I've got blocks to build a tower too, if you want to build a tower. A plumb line is a very simple instrument. It's just a weight on a string. And it's a way to make sure that your wall is going to be built straight. If you build a wall with a plumb line, you can build it to the sky. If you don't use a plumb line, it's going to get wonky and it's going to fall. That's the image that Amos is using in this passage. Well, for Amos, the plumb line was the law of Moses and the covenant the people of Israel had with God. The law of Moses was given to provide a just society, one where everyone had the right to a better life. And so what Amos is saying is that if they follow the law of Moses, then the city will stand. If they do not follow the law of Moses, if they ignore it or break it, then the city will fall. The law of Moses, which is in the first five books of the Bible, and the Ten Commandments, are meant to ensure a just society, make sure that the poor were cared for, that the rich did not accumulate all the land, and that there would be a fair trial for everyone. The Bible says, "Let the widows glean the grain at the harvest." It says, "Make sure that every 7 years all the debts are forgiven. Don't move the boundary markers of your field. And let there always be two witnesses whenever anyone is accused." Not just one witness, but two. And all those laws and the commandments were given to make sure that the people of Israel lived in a just society, not like in Egypt where the Pharaoh was a tyrant, but a better society. And so these laws, the laws of Moses, are a plumb line for the people of Israel. If you keep them, you'll stand. If you don't, you'll fall. Amos was a scathing critic of Israel. He said they had lost sight of their vision and they were ignoring the poor. He says, you have sold the poor for a handful of silver. And so he called them back to the vision that God had given them originally. He said, let justice roll down like a river and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Well, I believe that the plumb line for the United States is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Those were written and given to us as a way to give us a just society where everyone has a fair chance. We have a structure to build on with liberty and justice for all. We have the three branches of government with checks and balances. We have the right to assemble peaceably, to practice our religion or no religion, the right to bear arms, the right to have an equal vote, the right to a fair trial. And so all of these are designed to create a just society. And so the Constitution for us is like a plumb line in our midst. If we keep the ideals of the Constitution, then we will thrive. If we don't, we're going to have problems. Of course, life is messy. The Constitution has to be continually interpreted. There's changes, and we have to adapt to changes. But essentially, the plumb line is there. We know what the plumb line is. And Amos, I think, would ask us, have you built according to the plumb line? Have you built your society according to the plumb line? And are you keeping it according to that plumb line? Are the ideals in the Declaration of Independence still being realized? So how would we answer Amos, I wonder? As Christians, we have another plumb line, the plumb line of Jesus. In the gospel today, Jesus is approached by a lawyer who says, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus asks him, well, what do you read in the law? And the man gives him the correct answer. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, that's right. Go and do that and you will live. And the man, of course, wanted to justify himself. And so he says, well, who is my neighbor? Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. The one who came to the help of the man who had been beaten up was a foreigner, a Samaritan. And he asked the man, who is the neighbor in this case? And the man said, the one who showed him mercy. So for Jesus, the plumb line is compassion. Above and beyond the keeping of the law, have you been compassionate? I think that's what Jesus would ask us. Well, I believe that the American people are people with a sense of justice and compassion. And I believe that we are people who are fair and generous. And as long as we keep the ideals of the Constitution, we will keep our country strong. And as long as each one of us does our own part to live by the plumb line. Amen.